Agud v'raboisai. Ah! Lili nishmasim imiros yurus pasmorechai. Ayoyim shisho v'esim yoyim. Shehem shloisha shavuois v'chamisha yomim. Bo'imer. Lili nishmas hayaldo haktano tsoro. Olei ha-shalom bas. Reb David. We're going to, in lieu of emails, we're going to do the daf today. I just wanted to show you a quick picture. They asked me to speak at this place a few times. I went there. Couldn't believe it. It's like right down the block in Mem Shalosh. They have this coil there. What is it called again? Shifty or something. Rav Peleg, Rav Peleg, whatever. They do have Toyamel there on Thursday nights. Gishmaka place. Very, very, I didn't chop that there's a neighborhood. So gishmak over there. Anyway, somebody's looking for a great place to live. It's more like Israeli. They all speak English, but more Israeli-American. All right, Rabbi, so we're going straight into the sponsors. The Masechta, only the little rush is because it's Matzah Shabbos and it's late. And there's another shir coming up right afterwards at 1:45. So that doesn't give us a whole lot of time. The Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Parnas HaChodesh, Lidnishmas, you probably heard, they rescued three bodies on Friday. They rescued another body on Shabbos, or maybe it's the same time. Kids are four bodies. Lidnishmas, Zachariah ben Moshe, Lidnishmas, Chaya bas Yosef. Parnas HaYoyim, there's only six of them. Abba Renert, Lidnishmas, my grandfather, Reb Meir Shammai. Ben Abba Moshe Renard on his yard site. Then Shom should have an aliyah. Ooh, Ben Moshe and Shani Shlafrak. In memory of Remenachim Yechiel Ben David Zuchon on his 36th yard site. Miza. But who's Moshe? Who's in Renana now? We had him here on Shabbos. All right. Shom should have an aliyah. Parnas HaYoyim, Lidnishmas, Larry Rossman, Eliezer ben David on his 10th yard site by his family, his neshomo should have an aliyah. Mendy Weinfeld, Lidnishmas, my shver, Reb Moshe Rachmiel ben Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, Baltimore, a great man, a great neshomo. Parnas HaYoyim, the Langs, Tikotsky, Cohen families, Lidnishmas Rachel Rus, Bas, Achover Avram, is Ruth Lang on her yard site, Yud Eor. Parnas HaYoyim, Amanda Jesky, Lili Nishmot, my father. Moshe David Ben Zev Moshe Morris. Ah?
David.
It said, ah. That's how you read it. Okay, we'll do it again. Lili Nishmot, my father. Moshe David. Moshe David Ben Zev Moshe. No, that can't be. Oh, I know. Ben Zev, probably. Morris Jesky, Moshe or Morris Jesky, and my brother, Shimon Daniel Ben Moshe David, Simon Jesky, who were nifter on the same day, 25 years apart. Did we have this last year?
Yeah.
I think we had something, if not this one, we had something similar because it's very familiar. We were nifter on the same day, father and son, 25 years apart. Rabbi, we are holding in the Pei Omer Aleph. And here's the question of the day. What, this is not a joke, what weighs more, a ton of feathers or a ton of metal? What's the answer?
Same.
Wrong. I've seen the Gemara that you might be wrong. Says the, I don't ask easy questions. Says the Gemara, Asoicher Saporo. A person rents a cow. The way it used to be, you rent a cow, you rent a machine, lachroish, to plow, you rent something like this, and you need two people to work the machine. As such, one guy is in charge of the blade in front. You can see that blade. One guy is in charge of steering the sheep. The bulls. Hasoich is a part of Lachrish Bahar Vacharish Babiko. The owner of the plow makes a deal with him. You can only use it in the mountain, which is harder, Shalom, which is harder on the blade, more likely to get ruined. V'charesh babikah. He went to an easier place. And the blade broke there. So what's the halacha? He had permission to go off-road and he drove on a regular, nice highway. So the halacha is, if the knife breaks, potter. Because he had the right to even do worse than that, and he did less. But if he only had rishos to go in the valley, and he went and he plowed in the mountain, which is harder on the blade, in nishbar kagan chayov, then the renter would be chayov. Lodesh bekitnis v'dosh betvua, instead of doing something really hard and dangerous for the animal. He went and he only used the animal that he rented for wheat, to thresh the wheat. Potter, it was damaged there, says Potter. Lodush betvua v'dosh bekitnis, setting off people's series. Only yours, River Fall. Yisrael, I mean, Yisrael. But if he had rishos to do the easier one, and he used the animal on a slippery surface like beans, chayov, mipnei shakitnis mechalekes. Zok t'gimor eched eloi shani bo, man mishalim. You have these two driver guys. Who is responsible? Yeah, right after my chasana, I'm driving with my mother-in-law in Brooklyn and my wife, Zolzi Zangazun, both in the car. And actually, I took a really sharp turn, and my mother-in-law, who's very small, she went flying from the left side of the car. She hit her head. My Shaya, it's not fun. What are you laughing? She hit her head in the door. Anyways, from there on, she's screaming from the back, be careful of this. My wife is saying, be careful of that. You're going to hit this guy, that guy. And I'm not the safest driver. I was never accused. So I stopped the car. I said, listen, you have to decide who's driving. You mother-in-law or you the wife? You have to make a decision here. That's what happens when you have two people over here. Two people are driving this thing. It's after mine, after mine. Only after the chasana you do things like that. So who's responsible, Rabbi Yisai? The guy directing the car, the guy on the blade, who is it? The guy with the handles all the way in the back, he's the guy that's chayav. He's directing the animal. It's the guy that that's controlling the blade. He has to pay. So Tosis has a kasha here. What's it, the Gemara is asking if they didn't like. In other words, the whole question of the Gemara is if they were told to go in the valley and they went in the valley, and he it's not his workers. He rented a plow. It comes with two workers. So the Gemara asks, which one of the workers is responsible? The guy in the front, the guy in the back. And what if they did? What if they did change? They were told to go in the valley. They went on top. Says Tosis, at the end of the day, they want to please their boss. So Mamela, they have a ptur. That's why the Gemara didn't ask it about that. They want to please the boss. Whatever the boss always says, customer comes first. Customer comes first. We're talking about in America, not in Israel. This whole mindset didn't have it. Customer comes first, and Shalom a Yisrael. And therefore, the guy says, go in the mountain. When the boss said, go in the valley, you listen to the customer. You do whatever he said. It just reminded me of a story. It's not so negay here, but I don't know if I said the story, and if I did, not very often. I was in JFK. I was waiting outside over there. You know, like you wait for people by the sidewalk where all the cars come by and they take passengers. All of a sudden you hear like the screeching of the tires, and this guy starts hitting this car, that car. He jumps onto the sidewalk between people, hits all the wagons with the suitcases, and plows right into a beam like a terrorist attack. Everybody starts running and screaming. I was probably 19 years old then or something like that. So I'm the only Meshuggah that I run to the car. Everybody's like, don't run, don't run. I run to the car. And what do I see? I see an older frum guy with a beard in complete shock. He's just standing there looking straight ahead. I asked him, he's okay, this, that. His son comes out. What happened was, this guy, this younger guy, parks, double parked, to triple park the car. You know, like you do in Kennedy, you can't get up to. So he tells his father, who doesn't have a license, sit over here and pretend you're the driver. Okay, so cop comes, they see a driver. Cop comes and tells him, hey, move your car. Now, he was in Auschwitz, this guy. So cop talking to him and telling him, order. He didn't ask any questions. He puts it in drive, pushes the gas, hits a bunch of cars until he got stuck in the thing. So the only reason I thought about it is because you don't ask any questions. The guy says, you're told not to, but the customer says you do, you go weiter. That was in the shot. Okay, not, for Motzei Shabbos, it's good enough. Close. So the Gemara says, Vilchasa, the Noket Monim Mishalim, the guy in charge of the knife, he has to pay. V'duchta the Mexico Gundri, if it's a place, there's a lot of stones. Tarvai Mishalman, huh? Oh, Rav Sheshibri, the video, I didn't get Mishalman. I didn't miss that. Then we could go for the video. I'm asking. I usually lose on those. V'duchta the Noket Monim Mishalim, V'duchta the Mexico Gundri, Tarvai Mishalman, if it's a place with a lot of stones, then they're both responsible. They both pay. It's a Shiler, Tysis ask, but let the boss prove which one did it. Why should they both pay? Right, okay. I love this one. You buy a car. Okay? You buy a car. The guy tells you, listen, transmission is gone. Brakes are no good. What else do we have? Air conditioning is garbage. Now it's the middle of the winter. So you check. Brakes look fine. Air conditioning is gewaldic. So you don't even bother looking at the transmission. But the mice, the transmission is no good. So he hides it under all these lies. He tells you four things that are no good. Three of them are good. One of them is not. Yeah, Moich Par Chaver. Listen. Parzu, Nachonasi, Nashchonasi. It's a biter. Here we have from Baba Kama. We have all these, why not? We did it then. It's one of these. It uses Karen. It gores. Boom. Or Nashchanes. I'm just thinking, this kid, he sees a dog at the bus stop. So he asks the guy, he says, does the dog bite? He says, no, my dog doesn't bite. So he goes and he pets the dog and the dog bites his hand. He says, what, you said your dog doesn't bite? He says, my dog doesn't bite. It's not my dog. Beita. No, it's Gan's fine with that, Ashi. Gan's fine. You guys know, you guys make it up. You have Rachmanis. Who is that? And Ravitza. Okay. So we got all the things. Neshchonis, Batonis, Ravtonis. Vahaya, Ba, Mum, Echad. Usnafai, he put it all together. He only had one moment. He puts it all together. All these benamum. Says the Gemara, I raise my chatos. He lied. Why? Because you see, there's no other moment. So you realize that's also not okay. So you lied to him. You fooled him. He didn't look at the transmission because he looked at the brakes. They're great. The air conditioning is great. Everything's great. So the transmission is also stam you're hacking. And then in fact, transmission is no good. So it's a mega chatos. But if you say mumzeh, transmission is no good, you say bzeh aloshim. Transmission is no good, plus it has another problem. You don't say what the other problem is. So the focus is on transmission. Go check the transmission. Mumzeh umumacher, ein zeh mekachtos. Tanyanami Ochi, we also learned something similar. Amorich shivcha l'chaveiro, you sell a servant to your friend, the shivcha, to your friend. Bomeloi. Shivcha zu oyvei. Shaitahi. Nichbasi, Mushuamemesi, she's a Meshugana, epilepsy, everything. She only has one little problem. Oh, let's say she's deaf. She's not Meshugana. You look at her, she's mamish normal. So, Hareze, Mekachtos. There's a Maisa Also, my Shkmatoya, a guy pulls over somebody doing 180. He pulls him over, he says, where's your license? I don't have a license. You have a social security? No, I don't have a social security. What do you have? I don't have anything. So he calls the sergeant, comes down. He says, license. He pulls out his license. What's social? He tells him social. So he said, what? So how come you didn't, how come when the guy asked? He says, oh, and then you believe everything that guy says? Pretty soon he's going to say, I was doing 180. Yeah, Zog the Gemara. But I will tell you another Gevaldik Gemara Sassu. Says the Gemara like this. So the same halacha basically. If he throws in a bunch of mumim, he lies about a bunch and there's one in there, it's a mekach tos. You don't get the shivcha. You say specifically, she's deaf, but she has another mum, then he should look into that deafness. What if in fact she did have the 4 or 5 mumim he described? Could we say in that situation, the guy's like, I didn't believe that what he said is true. He's hacking. He's lying. I'm trying to buy and he's telling me all the mumim of this person. I told you about my mother-in-law. This I didn't even think. It just came up. When my father's trying to sell his house to Rechavia, I was there, present. She's telling the future buyer all the chesroinus of the house. You don't want to buy this house. You know, if your grandchild falls down the stairs, dead. All these stairs are made out of stone. It's like, mash. No, and then the leaks. It turns out she didn't want to sell the house, whatever. And she was right. Because that house is mamish big zach. All right, fine. Zog the Gemara. If she does have all those mumim, ein ze mekach tos. That's not considered a mekach tos. He was open. Just because you thought he's lying doesn't mean anything. Tosis says that, no, the chiddush is that I would think that since you said so many like that, why should he? What else should he do? You're asking. I hear.
He thinks it's a sales tactic.
Yeah. Sending things down to the government. When he's being too honest, he can't be too honest. But the halacha is, yeah, you're right. By shiduchim, it's the same thing. Says Taisus, that if you say a bunch of mumim, you say this girl has all these mumim, and then it turns out that she only has one out of all those, so it's a mekach tos. You're lying. There was a shatran told this guy, he was in shidduchim for many years, nothing. So the shatran says, I have this girl, she has this milo, all the milos in the world. Only one problem. 10 minutes a year, she's crazy. He thinks, he says, sounds like a gevaldik shidduch. Why not? So could you read it? So he says, yeah. I'm going to have to wait, though, for those 10 minutes. To marry you, you have to be in a Meshuggah state. All right, today is Mamash going well. So we're going to go back there. But this is a true Maisa Shaya. Maisa Shaya with the Shidurim. No, this is. It's not funny. Maisa Shaya. But it's more like for Israelis. It's not so much in English. So I'm not going to tell you the Maisa. Says the Mishnah. No, it's not. It's a true story. There's even a little Musa Askel, which I'm not going to tell you. Figure it out yourself. There's a Bacher who was probably the worst Bacher in Yeshiva. And you know, the day came and the father calls up the Yeshiva. And he starts asking about this bach, and the Rashiv is so annoyed at this guy. You know, he got the license, and he did all the things he shouldn't have done, all the trips. So he says in Hebrew, Hakola b'seder etzlo. Nah, kitzer, so the father, he hears, okay, fine. And this guy's daughter gets engaged to this guy. So the Rashiv shows up at the Vart, And he says, you asked me for information and I told you. So what happened exactly? He said, I figured that, you know, if he's a perfect bacher and the only thing wrong with him is his call, his voice, then I might as well. So I said, I won't have a son-in-law that has a good voice. No. Okay. Says the Mishnah. It wasn't as funny as much as it was true. It's true. And when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Shiduchim. Hasoicher sechamar lahavei lechitim vehevia lesa'irim. So it goes something like this. Well, no, this is not a good picture. This is a mistake. Okay, I should have looked this over beforehand. No good. Yeah. No. The sarim have to be smaller in this case. Okay, no, he switched the... Okay, let me show you. It's supposed to be another number. Instead of 15 saw, it should say 14 saw. Okay? What happened? Sa'irim weigh much less than chitim. So if I rent a donkey and I say, we had this picture on Friday, it was better on Friday, but he tried to change it. I don't know what he added stuff. And then, let's see, hold on. Oh, like that. I get it. Okay, this is not good. This is good. In other words, in order for Sa'irim to weigh the same amount as the Chitim, it has to be a much larger package, much larger bag. He didn't listen. He was told he could only bring wheat, which is heavier, and he brought Sa'irim, Chayav. Chayav means that if he added 3 kav, in other words, he added to the sa'irim, so now it's larger, it's chayiv. So, comes out like this. You see the donkey in the right? It weighs 15. It's 15 saw. To have, it's really weight. It's not, I don't like this. The sa'irim, to get the same amount, since it weighs much less sa'irim, so it's larger. But the weight on the donkey is the same. So the halacha is that you're chayev. Why? Because you just did something, so that's what I asked. What weighs more? A ton of feathers or a ton of metal? In this case, a ton of barley weighs more than a ton of wheat. Why? It doesn't weigh more. Obviously, it doesn't weigh more. But it's wider. It's harder to carry. Go carry something the size of a semi-trailer truck that only weighs 100 pounds. It's impossible. It's going to start going this way, that way. You're going to hit. So therefore, it killed this donkey. So Yechayev. Tvua, behavior of Tevin. He stipulated you can only bring Tvua. He brought Tevin. Chayev. Why? The bulk, kosher kemaso. The bulk ruins it as much as the weight does. So we're going to have a machlokes in the Gemara what it means exactly. What if it weighs less, but it has a lot of bulk? Are you chayv on that also? More bulk, less weight. Or maybe you mean it's the same weight, just more bulk. Talking about lavi lesach, chitim evi lesach, soirin. Lesach is an amount. You said you're going to bring one lesach of chitim and you brought soirin, but you didn't add anything. So, that's good. You brought barley. It's a smaller package. It's good. It's lighter, sorry. It's the same amount lighter. Maybe lesach soy potter. The moisiv amasoy, like we spoke before. If you add to it, then chayav. We're gonna see in the Gemara a little bit more. V'kami yoisiv amasoy v'chayav. How much do you add? Some soy mishum remeir saw legomol shloisha kavim lechamor. The general rule here in the whole sugya is that if you add 1/30th more than what it's capable of carrying, if it's a human being, if it's an animal, if it's a ship, whatever it is, whatever that amount is, you say the gross weight of the elevator is X amount, and you add a 1/30th, then you become, and you break it, you're chayiv. Itmar, Abaya Omar Koshe Kimasuitnan, it's Kimasui, Rav Omar Koshe Limasuitnan. What's the nafkimino? With a lamed or with a kav? Abaye Omer Koshe Kimasuitnan Nifchoki Tiklo. Abaye holds Oh, I think there's another one here. That the bulk, look at the bulk here for a second. The bulk is like weight. So the actual size of the thing kills it. Not the weight of it. So, kosher kemasitan, nivcha, kitikla. V'moisev shloisha kabin, if you have 15 sa, which equals 90 kav, you add 3 kav, it's 1/30th. We don't need to know the numbers. The point is, 1/30th kills the animal. Here we go. Abayi says, if you have 15 sa, sa'irim, and you add 3 kav, boof, kills it. Okay? Rav Amar, kosher l'masitnan, tiklo ki tiklo v'nifcha. Oh, so Rava says, let's see Rava here. Oh. Rava says you need to equal the amount of weight. So to get to the amount of weight, you have to put 6 kav on, because that's the difference between sa'ir and mechitim, a whole saw, which is 6 kav. Not 3 kav like Abayi says. Rather, you have to get to the weight. Rava holds, it's the weight that kills the animal, not the bulk. So, not the volume. So, Mele, in order for Sa'irim to kill the animal, you have to equal the weight. The only way to equal the weight is to add 6 kav. Then you have the same weight, and you have a little bit more bulk, boof, the animal dies. Tanan, lovi lesach hitimevi lesach soirim potur. Yeah? Understood? We have to do chazara. Okay, one more time. According to Abaya, all you need to do is add bulk. If you have the same volume and you add a little bit of 3 kav to that volume, to the bulk, it's going to die. Rava says bulk alone, and that's what our logic will probably tell us, the bulk alone can't kill a donkey. It has to be the same weight plus bulk, then it kills it. So how do you get to the same weight in Sa'irim? You have to add 6 kav. In order for the Sa'irim to equal the same amount of weight as the Chitim, you have to add 6 kav, and then it kills it. And then once you have the extra bulk on top of the weight, that's what kills it. Not. We learned in our Mishnah that he was hired to bring, or he rented this animal to bring chita, and he brought soira, yapotur. What if he added something to it? Your chayev, my lav, shloishes kavim. What did he add? 3, like Abaya. Loi, sa, like Rava. V'alokatani, v'kama yoisiv amasoi v'yachayev, v'simchusay mishum remeir, sa, the gomash, shloishes kavim l'chamor. It says, mefurish, 3, not 6, like Rava. Hachikomar says, "Gemara, no, you didn't understand. Givaldik nupshat. Hegedelishani. What if you did exactly what the guy told you to do? In other words, you rented an animal to carry wheat, and that's what you carried. How much extra do you add to the donkey to kill the donkey and your chayiv? If that's the case, sorry, maybe chidim. You did exactly what you rented the animal to do. Kamayoyis if I'm a soyvi a chayiv." How much do you overload that animal and then your chayev? If you did what you're supposed to do and you added 3 kav, then your chayev tashma. Lesach chitim behavi sheish esrei soirim. Lesach is 15. And you brought 16. You rented an animal to bring a lesach of wheat, which is 15 saw, and you brought Sheshes Rei Soirim, instead you brought 16 of barley Chayav. I don't know if he did it. Oh yeah, he did. Okay. We'll get there in a second. Givaldik. So, now another saw of Soirim equals how much Kabim? Anybody remember? One saw is 6. So it says here that if you rented an animal to bring 15 of wheat and you brought 16 of barley. In other words, he added 6 kav, not 3. Hashloshes kav and potter. Yichayev, if you added 6, like Rava. Hashloshes kav, but if you only added 3 kav, like Abaya, you're potter. What's Abaya going to do with this? It's a bam kasha. Again, the basic machlokes between Abaya and Rava is, what kills the animal, 3 kav or 6 kav? Over here it says that if you rented the animal for 15 saw and you put 16 saw of barley on it, then you're chayiv. That extra saw is 6, not 3. Hashlo is gone potter. Oh. So for this we have to see this, gevaldik. There's something called godush, something called tafuf, and something called machok. Typically speaking, we do tafuf, okay? Today we're going to be talking about tafuf and machuk. Tafuf is when I sell you a certain amount, I round out the top. It says Abaya, what happened was he erased machuk, he took off the top, he leveled it out. So it's very, very simple. If you level it out, then 16 machuk equals 15 and a half. It should say 15 and a half toitafos. Okay, so we have to tell Yoshi. Are you able to change it? So where it says 15, put 15.5. How much is 15 point what? Really? Oh, you did. Okay, good. Let's see. In other words, Abaya says 3 more. 15 and a half is 3. A half of a kav, a half of a saw, I mean, is 3. So therefore, 16 machok, why does it say that he instead of bringing 15 wheat, he brought 16 sairim because of 16 sairim machok. And that those extra machok equal 3 kavim, not 6 kavim extra. Turn around. Oh, Spanish. Okay, we're done with this, Rabbi. If you didn't get this, it's fine. We're moving on. Eric Edelman of Bigger Cup Consulting and Chani Paul Schuster with a karsa type to Fisher Simcha and their Tomei for bringing Reb Eli MDY and Afyoimi into our lives. Yeshua Koyach. Says the Gemara, Kav Lekatov. If a person is a carrier, okay, he's a water carrier, let's say, and you go over to him and you add another Kav to his weight, he will collapse. Adriv la reva. You have a boat. So Adriv, I think, is what was it? A saw? Adriv, lesser have the masses finuk down. Lesser. Sorry, lesser. Carlos Fina. And if you have a large ship, then to knock it out, you add a kur. Shloishes kurim. Levuni gdoil. Let's say you have a cruise ship. So that, it's all basically 1/30th more. So shloshes kurim, so if it has 90 kur, it could hold 90 kur, so in order to knock it out, you have to add 3 kur, 1/30th. For every 30 kur, 1. Omemar kav lekatov. Why is it that you're chayiv if you knock out a human being that's carrying water, and you add a kav of water to his water thing, and he falls down, you're chayiv? It means the Lemotzibe, if he really can't carry it, Bardasu, Lujde, let him knock it off his shoulder, let him just throw it down. Omar Baibish Chabadil Alter. As soon as he put the water in, poof, he fell to the ground. He didn't have time to undo it, to take the load off his shoulder. Rav says, Rav, no, we're talking about money. He's carrying your water from point A to point B. If you add another kav, he says, no, that's not what I wasn't hired to do that. I was hired to do X amount, and you just put on more. Ravashi Omar, who saw the reason why he didn't knock off his knapsack or the water is because he thought he's getting weak. He didn't realize somebody tricked him and put more water on there. Carlos Svinos, Shleshes Kurim, Levurni Gdoila. Omar Apopish Maminos, Tam Svinos, Bas, Losin Kurim. If you add 1 kur and knocks out the Svino, that means it's 1/30th more. That means it could carry how much? 30. 1 kur knocks it out. That means it could carry 30 kur. L'manaf kamino, what I don't care exactly. If you're purchasing a svina, tell the guy I want a svina, it doesn't mean a rowboat. It means something that could carry 30 kor, and if you could only carry 25, he fooled you and you give him back the money. Says the Eilei Mishnah, sponsored in recognition of myself and all the chevra of MDY. You give his suit into the tailor, and it takes him a week. During that week, there's a fire. Somebody comes, steals it. What's the halacha? You chayev or his potter? He has halacha of a shoyim sachar. You're paying him to do the work on your suit. He's a shoyim sachar. We'll see if that's the reason or whatever. But the point is, he's a shoyim sachar. He's chayev for gneva va'aveda. Nafkimina, a shoyim chinam is potter from gneva va'aveda, and shoyim sachar is chayev. He's not a shoyim chinam. You're right, you didn't pay him to watch it. You pay him to do the job. Comes a shoyim sachar. So if the tailor calls you up, it happens. It's happened here to me in the show. They call you up. Your thing is ready. Come pick it up. From that moment on, Sha'amru, tell the shecha, come pick it up. V'havei mois, and give me money. Bring money with you. Shoyim chinam. He flips, the tailor flips into a shoyim chinam, and he would be part of from that point on from Gnevei Aveda. Shmarli v'eshmalcha. I tell you, you watch my thing, and I watch your thing, so I'm getting benefit because you're watching my thing. You're getting benefit because I'm watching your thing, you're watching my thing. We each get benefit from each other. So that flips us into a shayim sachar. Shmarli, I ask you, can you please watch my car? I put it down over here in front of me. Shayim chinam. Then it becomes a shayim chinam. If I say, give me $1 million, and you say, okay, but give me collateral, I'll give you the collateral. So collateral is a gold bar. So on that gold bar, shoyim sachar, you become a shoyim sachar. If I lent you money, so the lender is a shoyim chinam on the gold bar. If he lent him fruit, and in lieu of the fruit, he gave him a gold bar as collateral, then it turns into shoyim sachar because I'm getting better fruit afterwards. I get benefit. Fruit could spoil. I don't want the fruit. I don't know that it's better, but right now in the state that it is, it could spoil. I'll get good fruit later. So that turns me into shoyim sachar. If a poor person gives me a collateral, I'm allowed to take the collateral and rent it out, and take the money and deduct it from the loan I gave the poor person. Why? I'm doing the poor person a favor. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't go like your mayor. The Mishnah says what? Somebody that's a craftsman, somebody that's a tailor, he turns into a shoyim sachar. The problem is that the Torah doesn't talk about a renter. The Torah talks about a shoyim chinam, a shoyim sachar, and a shoyim. But not a renter. So what halacha we have all over Shas, this machlokes between Rameir and Yehuda, what is a soicher? Where does he fall in? Is he like a shoyim sachar? Sounds like a shoyim sachar, right? Soicher is shoyim sachar. Or perhaps it's a shoyim chinam. Rameir, oy meir k'shoyim chinam. Yehuda, oy meir k'shoyim sachar. So, l'chayra, this renter is like the guy, like the tailor. And according to Rameir, it should be a shoyim chinam, not a shoyim sachar. Says the Gemara, "Filo Tamer Reb Meir, Baya No, the Koshavik Kuli Alma." This tailor guy is not like the renter. Why? Because Baya No, the Koshavik Kuli Alma, Vager Lei Lididei, Havilavei Shomer Sachar. The fact that he is using him over everybody else that gives him special Ano, feels good about himself, so he becomes a Shomer Sachar. I was thinking to myself, it's not when I was reading it. I think it's later on in the sugi, actually. A magichir. It's geschmack. You don't go to the competition. So I owe you. I owe you each and every one of you. I become a shoyim sachar in a way for you guys. I'm responsible if something happens to you guys. What?
Agree.
You have easy. You can go anywhere you want. You come here. He gives me a no. Ah. It's what? Right, I know. Don't even say that because I want to ask you a question later. Okay. It's not later. Okay, next year. Tomorrow morning. Yahachi. Don't ruin it. Yahachi soicher. But I heard exactly what you said, and you're right. Not mamish. Yahachi soicher nami, but he another kashavi kuli alma. Umoygele lididei. So, as the Gemara, the same svar you could say by a renter. I have something to rent, and I, like you, I let you rent it, and I didn't give it to anybody else. Havi levei shomer sacher. That should make him a shomer sacher. I love you to tell me, Rebbe Meir. Okay, forget that svar. But here, another koyoyev late fei purta. The balabas gives the tailor a little bit extra. Havi levei. That makes him havi levei shomer. That makes him shomer sacher. So asking Marsh, so chenami mila skinon. Doesn't also mean in a case the komashel late fei purta. Maybe he gives him a little extra. The balabas gives to the renter a little bit of a break in the price. So maybe that makes the renter a shomer sacher. When the tailor holds onto your suit, how come he's not so worried that you're going to pay him? He never asks for money in advance. Why? Because you have the suit. So having the suit gives him that step on you, that extra step, that's worth money to him. And that makes him a shomer sacher in the suit. I want your suit. I like your suit because now you're going to pay me. I don't have to run after you. What was your problem? The problem was that our Mishnah doesn't fit with Reb Meir. Why? Because that's the problem. There's no name in the Mishnah. And we want our Mishnah to fit in with Reb Meir. Gustav Mishnah Reb Meir. But Reb Meir holds that a soicher is a shomer chinam, and it comes in from our Mishnah that a soicher is a shomer sacher. So you know what you do? You just push this button right over here and it changes it. And now the whole sugya is understood. According to her mayor, a soicher is actually a shomer sacher. And Mela fits right into our Mishnah, shomer sacher. Rabbosai, did we say all the words? Kesim shalom Rameh, oimik shomer sacher, b'yudah oimik shomer chinam. Rabbosai, have a wonderful evening, a wonderful week, a wonderful life. I spoke about you, everything's gevaldik. We'll have to talk later. Agudvach.